It was a mail shipment so large that it overwhelmed a tiny post office and caused the Postal Service to rewrite its rules. In fact, it's a story of how people moved an entire building, piece by piece, using the U.S. Postal Service. The historic tale is next on The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous, or 1,700 gallons of UAN, or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed, from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Ellen Keever says that in 1916, W.P. Colthorpe began construction of a new bank building in Vernal, Utah. He realized he could save over half of the cost of shipping the bricks, the 427 miles by wagon from Salt Lake City, if he rather sent them via the U.S. Postal Service in 50-pound bundles. The first shipment of bricks was accompanied by Colthorpe himself. The large haul caused the train to change its schedule in Mac, Colorado.
It didn't really stop. It just kind of threw the envelope of mail off that was supposed to come to Vernal. And W.P. Colthorpe got the conductor and he said, "Are you going to stop or are you going to throw the mail off?" And he said, "Well, we're going to stop because some SOB ordered all these bricks."
The train was half an hour behind time after stopping to unload the bricks. Another rail line took the shipment to the town of Watson, and they were then freighted to Vernal. But once they arrived at Vernal, the post office realized it had another problem.
The post office got to be kind of overloaded with bricks. All the mail was supposed to go through the post office, but they finally decided that they could just unload the bricks in front of the bank, and the postman wouldn't have to deliver these bricks.
Shipping 40 tons of bricks via parcel post caused the Postal Service to rethink its policies.
Immediately after this, the post office reviewed their methods, and they no longer could send large parcels like this through the post office.
A limit of 200 pounds a day of parcel post per consigner to a specific address was put into effect. The announcement of the rule change stated, "It is not the intent of the U.S. Postal Service that buildings be shipped through the mail." The bank in Vernal still stands. All 80,000 bricks delivered via parcel post. Driving the Countryside in Vernal, Utah, I'm Andrew McCrae.